Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
Welcome to the 11th day of the 11th month, and that can only mean one thing. Today we celebrate Veterans Day. World War I, known at the time as the Great War, officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed. However, fighting ceased 7 months earlier when an armistice, or temporary cessation of hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany, went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. For that reason, November 11th, 1918 is generally regarded as the end of the war to end all wars. Veterans Day was first designated by President Woodrow Wilson in 1919 to mark the end of World War I, with Congress officially recognizing it as a federal holiday in 1926. But then World War II and the Korean War happened, so on June 1st, 1954, at the urging of veteran service organizations, Congress amended the commemoration yet again by changing the word armistice to veterans so that the day would honor American veterans of all wars. Veterans Day continues to be observed on November 11th, regardless of what day of the week it falls on. The restoration of the observance of Veterans Day on November 11th not only preserves the historical significance of the date, but helps focus attention on the important purpose of Veterans Day, a celebration to honor America's veterans for their patriotism, love of the country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good.
Farmers and builders, listen up. Purple Wave Auction is shaking up equipment sales. We're the no-reserve online auction powerhouse where every bid could be a win. From combines to cranes, tractors to excavators, if it has wheels or tracks, we've got it at purplewave.com. Purple Wave is your ticket to upgrade your operation. Join our nationwide buying community today and see why no reserve means maximum opportunity.